Okay, good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to our weekly Pirkei Avos Shir Learning. We missed last week, just the schedule didn't work out with the Tisha B'Av we had the week before, and Baruch Hashem, we resume this evening. Welcome back. So tonight's Shir is sponsored by Brandi Kreisman in memory of her grandmother, Hadassah Bas Yitzchak Isaac, whose Yahrzeit is Yud Tes Av, and in memory of your father, Rav Tzvi Asher ben Yecheskel Shraga Halevi Zichron Alev Recha, whose Yahrzeit is Chof Aleph Av. You told me that he was a survivor of the Shoah. He also suffered from physical disabilities in life, both blindness and Parkinson's, but, quote, never, ever, ever complained. He overcame his disabilities with grace, and he was a big believer in Dan Nakaf Schus, to give other people the benefit of the doubt. So may his neshama, as well as the neshama of your grandmother, Allah HaShalom, merit Alios in the merit of the Torah learning that we will share this evening. I just think it's appropriate to mention, I try and bring this out when it's a Yahrzeit Shir. I heard Rabbi Menachem Penner, who's the Dean of Reitz at Yeshiva University, say something very interesting that made a big impression on me. Not this past Shavuos, not 2019, 2020, 2020, there was no Reitz Yarche Kala, not 2019, but 2018. And he pointed out that in Lashon HaKodesh, when we say that somebody is beniftar, what we're really saying is, what does the word niftar mean? And you know, it's so obvious, but it never occurred to me before. And sometimes when I share this, people say, you know, that never occurred to me either. We don't say they died. Niftar is from the root word pater. Pater min mitzvos. What it means is that when the neshama ascends to the eternal place of rest in the Olam HaEmes, they are now pater min Torah mitzvos. They're not chayiv anymore. They are exempt from fulfilling the commandments because they're not in Olam Haz anymore. They've ascended to the Olam HaEmes. So whatever Torah mitzvos, gemilas chasadim, dal nakav schus, rebuilding, amuna, they take with them, that's their schusim. But after their pater, they cannot amass schusim for themselves anymore. And that's what it means to sponsor Torah, aliyah neshama, to make a bracha for the aliyah neshama, to learn for aliyah neshama, to do a mitzvah with that niftar or nifteris in mind means your schusim, go and give that neshama's schusim. Because once a neshama is niftar, pater, nifteris, they cannot amass for themselves anymore. And so we do, with them in mind, only bring schusim and further aliyah to those neshamas. And I think that's something very powerful. And on the one hand, it's so obvious. And on the other hand, it's something that we don't really contemplate and we don't even consider the root word of niftar. So this shir again is dedicated to Lilui Nishmasam Hadassah Bas Yitzchak Isaac and Rav Tzvi Asher Ben Yecheskel Shraga Halevi. May both neshamas have aliyos in the merit of our Torah. Once again, I have chosen to tie in Parsha to Pirkei Avos, as you will see what a strong connection there is. I will begin with a story that will highlight the topic of tonight's shir. I saw this story brought down many years ago in a Nefesh B'Nefesh magazine, actually, and I cut it out. I have a stack in my desk where I keep different things that I cut out of different magazines, different newspapers, etc. This was in a Nefesh B'Nefesh magazine. It was told over by Yeshev Zaks. I was exhausted. I had just finished an incredibly annoying day. My backpack was heavy, and I did not feel like walking. So I was relieved when a taxi finally stopped to pick me up. The driver was chatty, and I was too tired to engage. So I just answered his questions automatically. Yes, I am American. Yes, I wanted to make Aliyah. Yes, I am Jewish. Am I religious? Yes. Do I like being religious? Yes, of course. Do I know what Tehillim are? The driver asked me. Yes, I know what Tehillim are. After I answered the last question, the driver leaned over, pulled out a worn sefer of Tehillim from his glove compartment. This story takes place in Israel. We're talking about an American Ola with an Israeli taxi driver. And he handed me the sefer Tehillim. It was green. It was wrapped in plastic. I told him it was beautiful. I tried to hand it back to him. He told me to keep it. It used to belong to his daughter. The driver kept talking. He told me about his beautiful daughter. She was sweet. She was smart. She earned 2 different degrees in medicine. She was thinking of getting married. And then one night she went to sleep and she never woke up. And that was her sefer Tehillim. And he told me if I felt alone or sad or sick or I was homesick for my family in Chutz La'aretz, if I was worried about a loved one, he asked me to read from this sefer Tehillim. He told me I should read it when I was ready to get married and have his daughter in mind. I told him I was so sorry for his loss. I thanked him for the sefer. We arrived at my kibbutz and I got out of the car. Toda rabba, thanks again, I said to him. He smiled and he waved goodbye. The topic of tonight's shiur is tefillah, related both to the parsha as well as to Pirkei Avos. So I begin to screen share. Last night, I didn't even realize they had some trouble seeing my screen, and I didn't realize I wasn't screen sharing properly. The people I can see, can you see my screen? Okay. Last night, I was teaching a whole lesson, and at the end, I went to check the chats, and they were all like, we can't see. And it was complicated. You needed to see the screen. But you could see. You could see Parshas Eikev? Miriam, yeah? Okay. The Pasuk tells us in Sefer Devarim, Parshas Eikev, this week's Parsha, Sefer Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel. It's a Pasuk you all know, because it's what we call the beginning of the second paragraph of the Shema. The first paragraph of the Shema is in last week's Parsha, Parshas Ve'aschanan Shema Yisrael Shemel Kun Hashem Echad Ve'ahavtes Shemel Kecha, begins in Devarim, Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet. And then in the second paragraph of Shema, we encounter what we call the second paragraph in Parshas Eikev. And how does it begin? Vahaya, and it will be, it shall be, im Shemoa Tishmu, if you will surely listen, al mitzvot sayesh or nochi mitzavcha eschem hayom. We should never be bored of the mitzvot, Chazal say. Every day, it should be like you just got the mitzvot. Hayom, what do you mean? Asher nochi mitzavcha eschem hayom. Every single day we say, we got the mitzvot. We're commanded today. Commanded today. I was commanded thousands of years ago on Matan Torah. Every day, the mitzvah should be new in your eyes. What do you have to remember all the time? La ahava es Hashem Elokeichem. You should always love Hashem, your God. Ula avdo b'chol lavavchem u'b'chol nafshchem. So on la ahava es Hashem Elokeichem, love Hashem, your God. Rashi says on Chumash, you shouldn't serve Hashem to get reward. You shouldn't serve Hashem because it might make you rich. You shouldn't serve Hashem for a position of prestige. You should serve God because you love Him. Don't run after kavod. Don't run after wealth. Don't run after rabbanus. You should serve Hashem because you love the rabbanus Shalom. So v'hayim shemo tishmu, Rashi says you should review the old so you will learn the new. To the mitzvahs that I command you today, every day, we should be like we just got the mitzvahs. To love Hashem your God, don't serve Hashem for ulterior motive. Serve Him because you love Him. For tonight's year, we are focusing on Ula Avdo Bechol Avavchem. You should serve Him with all your heart, Uvechol Nafshechem, and with all your soul. What does it mean to serve God with all your heart? This is not a tangible mitzvah. If you tell me to be Mafrish Chala, Parsha Shlach, Perak Tes Vav of Bamidbar, so Mafrish Chala, Chazal give me the parameters for a Fashas Chala, even though today it's a Derbana and a Chutzar, it's certainly a Derbana, but I know what to do. And if you tell me Taharas HaMashpacha, and I learn Halachas of Taharas HaMashpacha, I know what to do. And if you tell me I have to eat an animal that was slaughtered properly, so I know how to do Ma'achalos Mutaros and stay away from Ma'achalos Asuras. But what does it mean? Ula avda b'chol avavchem. Do you understand the quandary? This is not tangible. My heart is here and my mind is here. And how could I possibly serve God with a non-tangible mitzvah? What does it mean to serve Hashem with all your heart? So Rashi says, ula avda b'chol avavchem. You should serve Hashem with all your heart. Avode shehi b'lev. What is service of the heart? Not tangible. Internal. Emotional based. Cognitive based, passionate. Zohi tefillah. To serve God with all your heart is the mitzvah of tefillah. Shehat tefillah kiruya avoda. Because you should know that prayer is called avoda. Rashi is quoting Maseches Tainis, Beis Amad Aleph. The Gemara tells us right in the beginning of Maseches Tainis, on the first Amad, that avoda shehi b'lev, service of the heart, is tefillah. So right away when you hear the word avoda, avoda means work. Avoda is something you really have to work hard on. Avoda is hard work. It means that tefillah does not come so easily to us. Tefillah is not something we should take for granted. Tefillah is something you have to really sweat over. You have to work at it, like an eved serving the master. It is called avoda. That is tefillah. The whole mitzvah of tefillah de'oraisa is based on this pasuk from our parsha. Perek et al, pasuk et gimel. You say it every day in the Kriya Shema. Serve Him with all your heart. And when you say these words, you should have the proper kavana. The kavana is that tefillah is how I serve God with all my heart. I know how to serve God by taking lulav and esrog. I know how to serve God by listening to the shofar. I know how to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam by eating shmur matzah and cleaning for Pesach and taharas hamishpach and keeping the laws of kashrus. How do I serve Hashem with all my heart? So Chazal say it means to daven. What we say daven, tefillah. Shehat tefillah kruya avoda, because tefillah is called avoda. avodah. And again, avodah means it's something you need to really work on. It doesn't come easy. And for any of us who struggle to enhance our prayer, our connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we know that it's hard work. In fact, we will start saying very soon, it's hard to believe, but Rosh Chodesh Elul is almost upon us. Yesterday was Tu B'Av, so it's exactly halfway. So in 2 weeks, it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. And soon, when Aleph Elul comes, we will all start to say the kapitel of L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, a psalm, a song, a kapitel to David. Hashem is my light and my salvation. From who shall I fear? Hashem Ma'oz Chayei. Hashem is the strength of my life. Mimi Avchad. From who shall I be afraid? And we will say this kapitel of Tehillim every day. I daven es Sechsvard. So Shachrus and Mincha. Every day, from Rosh Chodesh Elul, from Aleph Elul, through the Yamim Noraim, through the Chagim, through Sukkos. How does the whole Kapitel of Zion end? Pasuk Yedalad, Kavei El Hashem. Can you see on my screen? Yeah. Chazak v'yamei tzibecha v'kavei El Hashem. You should hope to God, long for Him, be strong. Take it to your heart. Once again, by the way, libecha, we're talking about avodah shebelief. Strengthen your heart, have the resolve in your heart, v'kava el Hashem. And you know, interestingly, this pasuk begins with, and ends with the same words, kave el Hashem, hope to God, and ends with the same words, kave el Hashem, hope to God. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos, lamed beis, amed beis, the Gemara says that tefillah needs strengthening. Tefillah needs chizuk. You need to be mechazik yourself in prayer. How do you know tefillah needs strengthening? Because the Gemara says, the pasuk says, first kaveh al Hashem, hope to God. Chazak v'yamei tzibecha, strengthen your heart. Remember, the avodah shebelev is where tefillah happens. V'kaveh al Hashem, and go back, and once again, hope to God. And the Gemara says that this is proof. And tefillah needs strengthening, and tefillah is hard work. And sometimes, like me, you might find your mind is in the right place. And sometimes, like me, you might find your mind is in the wrong place. We don't give up. Kaveh al Hashem. Chazak v'yamei tzibecha v'kaveh al Hashem. Tefillah needs strengthening, say Chazal. And it's something that perhaps we all experience. And the mitzvah of tefillah is in this week's parasha. And why is it so important? Tefillah is something that from the time we are young, it's something that we engage in all the time. It's an integral life. It's an integral aspect in the life of a believing, practicing Ever Hashem. Whether we are davening from the structure of the Siddur, or from the murmurings of our heart, or some combination of both, whether it's a kapitel of Tehillim recited during the day, we are in constant conversation with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We are always connected. Kaveh, Kav is also a line. We are connected by a line to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the line that connects us to God is the service of the heart. That's tefillah. What does this have to do with Pirkei Avos? Everything. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Perek Alf, Mishnah Beis, Shimon HaTzadik Haya Mishiyarei Knesset HaGadolah. Shimon HaTzadik was one of the last remaining of the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, the last remaining. Hu Haya Omer, he used to say, Al Shloshet Dvarim HaOlam Omid, the world stands upon three things. What are the three things upon which the world stands? It means, Rav Lau explains in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, Yachal Yisrael, like a table with three legs. If you have a round table with three legs and you take away one leg, what's going to happen to that table? The table's going to fall down. It's not like a table with four legs that it has some more stability. Maybe if it's missing a leg, it could still balance. If you have a round table or a tripod, think of a cameraman on a tripod, you take away one leg, it's going to fall down. That's what it means, says Rav Lau. And Rav Shem Shafal Hirsch also explains similarly in his commentary that the world stands upon these three things. They are non-negotiable. You can never not have one of these three things. What are the three things upon which the world stands? Al HaTorah, Torah learning. Vi Al HaAvodah, and we have to understand, what is Avodah? The Al Gemilas Chasadim. So Torah and Gemilas Chasadim are more obvious as to what they are. At all times, you must have someone who is learning Torah. What would the world be without Torah? The whole world was created for the purpose of Torah. Vayihi er vayihi boker yom hashishi was the sixth day. Why does it say yom hashishi? By my separations, it says yom echad, yom sheni, yom shlishi, yom revi'i. When you get to the sixth day, it says yom hashishi. Why is there a hey hayidia? This is the end of Perek Alf in Bereishis. So Rashi says the whole world was created for the sixth day. What was the sixth day? Sixth Sivan was the day we got the Torah. The whole world was created for Yom HaShishi, the sixth day. Alternatively, Hey is a gematria 5. The whole world was created for Chamishah Chumshei Torah. So Yom HaShishi, if you want to see, okay, this is in Sefer Bereishis, right at the end of Perek Aleph by Maisa Bereishis. Okay. Vayar Elokim es kol asher asah. God saw everything He did. Vihinei tov mod. Behold, it was very good. Vayhi er, vayhi boker, Yom HaShishi. But if you look by the other days of Bereishis, it doesn't have a Hey idea. Yom Chamishi, not Yom HaChamishi, Yom Rivi'i, not Yom HaRivi'i, Yom Shlishi, not Yom HaShlishi, but by the sixth day it says Yom HaShishi. You see the Hey HaYidia right here, it's actually the last word of Paragav. So why is there a Hey HaYidia by the sixth day? The whole world was created for Torah. So Hey equals five in Gematria. The whole world was created for the five books of Torah. Or HaShishi indicates the sixth. The six of Siva, when we got the Torah. So the whole world stands upon Torah learning. At every moment, there must be someone learning Torah. The world, chas v'shalom, would cease to exist. The world also stands on gemilas chasadim. At every moment, there has to be somebody doing a chesed for somebody else. We are rachmanim, baishanim, and gomle chasadim. And if there wasn't someone doing chesed at every minute for somebody else, the world could not exist. And finally, the world exists on avoda. So avoda means work. So we have to understand what it means that the world was created, that the world stands upon avoda. Another vart on these three things, each of these three things corresponds to one of the patriarchs. Just like these three things hold up the world, so too the avos hold up the world. Torah corresponds to, it's in descending order. Torah corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, beginning of Parshas Toldos. The boys grew up. Esav is an Ish Tzayid, Ish Yoder, Ish Sader, Ish Yoder Tzayid. And Yaakov is an Ish Tam, Yoshev Ohalim, beginning of Toldos. Parachav Hei Bereishis, our Rashi tells us, what does it mean he sat in the tents? Yaakov is Torah. Yaakov sat in the tents of Torah of Shem and Ever. Who is Gemilas Chasad? Well, it's pretty obvious. Who is the Bechinas Chasad? Vayita Esha Be'er Sheva Vayikra Shem B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam Amram Avidu. He planted a place in Be'er Sheva for Achila, Shasia, and Lina. Or Achila, Shasia, Leviah, to give his guests a place to eat, a place to drink, a place to rest their feet, to accompany them on their way. So Amram Avinu, the Bechinas Chasad, corresponds to the pillar of Gemilas Chasad. Which leaves Avoda, which corresponds to who? Well, it's by default. There's only three patriarchs. So if Torah is Yaakov Avinu and Gemilas Chasadim is Avram Avinu, then that leaves who? Avoda, Yitzchak. So what do we know about Yitzchak that we could say that he is the pillar of Avoda? So if we were in person, I would ask you, but since you're all muted and I'm not, I'm going to have to tell you, I guess. Yitzchak is a very enigmatic biblical personality. We don't know a lot about him compared to the lives of the other avos. We know so much about Avraham Avinu. We meet him at the end of Perek Yud Aleph, Parashas Noach, and he dies in Perek Chafei. We know so much about Avraham Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, we know so much about Yaakov Avinu. We know about him before he's even born. Beginning of Parashas Toldos. We know about him before he's even born. All the way to the end of Bereishis, Parashas Vayechi, when he dies. We know very little about Yitzchak. But one major story, major biblical narrative we do know about Yitzchak is the Akedah. Parachav Beza Bereishis. So the Akedah tells us about Avoda, which means that Avoda is Korbanos. So let us look at the Bartanura. The Bartanura says, Ha'olam Omeid, these three things hold up the whole world. Lo Nivra Ha'olam Ela Bishvil Shlosha Dvarim Halalu. The Bartanura says, very hard to learn Mishnahis properly without the commentary of the Bartanura, Rav Avadimi Bartanura, Italian, lived about 400 years ago. The world was created for these three things. So I told you the whole world was created for Torah, based on Rashi, to Perek Al Pasuk Lamed Alpha Bereishis. But no, the Bartanura says, for these three things, the whole world was created. The whole world was created for Torah. The whole world was created for Avoda, which we have not defined yet. And the whole world was created for Gemilas Chasadim. Furthermore, that means the whole world was created in the merit of the patriarchs. Yaakov would be Marbitz Torah. Yitzchak, who embodied Avoda, and finally Avraham Avinu, who was the embodiment of Gemilas Chasadim. So now we have to look at Rabbeinu Yonah. This is a very beautiful and a very important piece of Rabbeinu Yonah. You could see it. Could you see it on the screen still? Yeah, okay. Rabbeinu Yonah teaches as follows. What is Avoda? Torah, you know, we explained. We quoted Ran Rashi. Of course, we've got a whole shir on it, but okay. Gemilas Chasadim, Vayita Isha Be'er Sheva, Achila Shasiya Leviya. Okay. What is Avoda? So follow along with me. I'm going to read it and translate it. It's unbelievable. Beautiful piece. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not following along, okay, but if you are, I'm going to read and translate. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bachar B'Yisrael Mikol HaUmos. The Ribon Shalom, the Holy One, blessed be He, chose Israel over all the other nations. Ashreichem Yisrael. We are fortunate. We are the Am HaNivchar. Not only did He choose us over all the other nations. Furthermore, Ve'eretz Yisrael, Mikol Ha'aretzot, he has a precious land. If he has a precious people and a precious land, he chose us from all the other nations, and he chose Eretz Yisrael from all the other lands. So yes, I heard Rabbi Zevlov say in a shir the other week that as long as there is galus, as long as the Beis Hamikdash sits in ruins, there will be Jews living in Chutz Ha'aretz. It's part of the destiny of Knesset Yisrael. We have Jews living in Chutz Ha'aretz. But it doesn't mean God doesn't have a chosen land. He has a chosen people, Am Yisrael. He has a chosen land, Eretz Yisrael. And in Eretz Yisrael, he has a chosen spot. Ubachar Yerushalayim, you call Eretz Yisrael. And the holiest place in Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim. And in Yerushalayim, Ubachar Yerushalayim Tzion. The place where the Beis HaMikdash used to sit, Har Tzion, is now Shamem, Shu Alam Hilchubo. Har Tzion is now desolate. Foxes walk there, but that is the most precious location of the whole entire world. Because in the whole world, Eretz Yisrael is the most precious. And in Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim is the most precious. And in Yerushalayim, Tzion, Har Tzion is the most precious. Kemosha Ne'emar, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki Bachar Hashem B'Tzion Iva L'Moshev Lo. Pasuk from Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Beis, Hashem chose Tzion, he desired it for his habitation. So where does God want to dwell? Moshav, like from the word shave. Where does Hashem want to sit? Kaviyachol. Where does he want to be? On Har Tzion. Unfortunately, Har Tzion today is Shamem, we say in Icha, Parakeh. Har Tzion is desolate, foxes walk there. But really, that's the most precious, holy, elevated place in the whole world. Ein zakim beis elokim v'zashar shamayim. Yaakov Avinu, the pillar of Torah, wakes up, perichav chesed bereishis, from his dream, and he says, my God, literally, this is the whole gateway to heaven. Ubachar mikol b'beis habechira. And on Har Tzion, the holiest place is the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaBechira, the chosen house. So Eretz Yisrael is chosen from all the lands. Yerushalayim is chosen in Eretz Yisrael is the most holy. Har Tzion is the most holy in Yerushalayim. And the Beis HaBechira, the Beis HaMikdash, is chosen on Har Tzion. Why did Hashem choose the Beis HaBechira? Bishvil HaAvoda. The whole purpose of this whole narrowing down to the more and more and more precious, more and more and more holy, is for Avoda. So what is Avoda? Korbanos. Shakasuv ba, Ratzon. It says about Avoda, it is for Ratzon, it's for an appeasement. Like the Pasuk says in Sefer Vayikra. It's not an accident. Sefer Vayikra is Torah's Kohanim. Sefer Vayikra is the whole book of Korbanos. Lirtzono lefnei Hashem. What is the whole purpose of Avoda, the whole purpose of Korbanos? As an appeasement before God. Hinei decha. Ki mipnei ha'avoda nivra kol ha'olam kula. Look what Rabbeinu Yonah just said. For the purpose of avoda, for the purpose of korbanos, the whole world was created. So that's a problem for us. Because almost after 2,000 years of galus, Baruch Hashem, we could still shteig and learn Torah. We have batei midrashos. We have batei knisios. We have Zoom shirim. We have in-person shirim. Our children got a beis sefer. So we have Torah. And after 2,000 years of galus, we still have gemilas chasadim. But what's the problem? If the whole world, Rabbeinu Yonah says, was created for avoda, and avoda is korbanos, so where does that leave us? Because it's almost 2,000 years since the temple was destroyed in 70 Common Era. Mamish, almost 2,000 years, actually. But where does that leave me? I can't bring korbanos. The whole world was created for korbanos. But didn't we say that Rabbi Lau Shlita teaches that without one of these three things, like a table on a tripod, it would cease to be? Reverse says the same thing, very similar. So I don't understand. That means you don't have avoda today. We don't have korbanos. We clearly don't have korbanos. We already said that these three areas correspond to each of the patriarchs. And we understand how Yitzchak corresponds to avoda, because Yitzchak was the Ola Tamima. Perek Beis. Perek Chof Beis, what am I saying? Perek Chof Beis Abrashis. Vayi achar dvarim ha'elah, ve'elokim nisa as Avram. It was after these things, Elokim tested Abram. Pasuk Beis. And he said, Avram, Avram, hineni. Kachnes binchas yichidcha asher ahavtas Yitzchak. V'lechecha al Eretz HaMaria, al Har HaMaria, al Achar Arim asher Eka, v'aleu sham lo'ola. Yitzchak was an Ola Tamima. So I understand that it corresponds to Avoda. And that holds up the whole world, Korbanos. But today I don't have Korbanos, and I haven't had Korbanos for close to 2,000 years. So what's holding up the world today? Az, says Rabbeinu Yonah, b'chateinu, because of our sins, charav mikdash ubatla ha'avoda. Because of our sins, v'pnei chata'inu galinu me'artzenu. The temple has been destroyed, and there is no more avoda. Batel, the avoda, the korbanos have been Batal. How do you translate the word batal? Something's batal. Nullified. Nullified. Ah, are you paying attention? How did we start Shir? We started Shir in Parshas Ekev. We started Shir with Ula Avda B'chol Avavchem. What does it mean to serve God with all your heart? So the Gemara says in Tainis 2a, Avoda Shehi B'Lev Zohi Tfilah. So what does it leave me today if I don't have Korbanos and I can't bring Korbanos and Korbanos hold up the whole entire world? So where does that leave Knesset Yisrael? Avoda Shehi B'Lev. Because the whole world was created for the purpose of avoda. Today we don't have avodas karbanos. We do have a different kind of avoda. Avoda shabalev. As bechateinu, because of our sins, charav mikdash ubatla ha'avoda. The base of mikdash has been destroyed. The service, meaning karbanos, is nullified. There is no more. V'hatfila eleinu achshav bimkoma. Look at the power of every time you utter a prayer. Tefillah takes the place of korbanos, and korbanos were the purpose of the whole world's creation. We saw that in Rabbeinu Yonah. Mipnei havoda nivra kolam kulo. So it's not stam, I have to check off tefillah, check off something else I have to do today. I'm holding up the world. The whole world was created for that prayer. Because tefillah today is in place of Karbanos. Kemosha Amru Chazal, like the rabbi Zechariah Levracha say, Ula Avda B'chol Avavchem, and here Rabbeinu Yonah, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, quotes our parsha, serve him with all your heart. Ezehi Avoda Shebelev, what is service of the heart? Have Omer Zot Fila. It's prayer. Like the Pasuk says in Kapitel Nun Aleph of Tehillim, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Ufi Yagita Secha, which by the way, is how we begin the Amida every single day. Reminding ourselves that this prayer that I'm about to say, this Amida, this Shmona Esrei, even though it's really 19 brachos, filo mal shinim, is instead of Karbanos. And if it takes the place of Karbanos, it means the whole world was created for this avoda. I'm skipping a little bit of Rabbeinu Yonah just because it's a little bit complicated. Now, I could teach it to you, but we're going to run out of time and I want to make sure to get to the point for tonight's shiur. David HaMelech said, Kapitel Nun Aleph of Tehillim. Okay, maybe I'll just tell it to you outside. Kapitel Nun Aleph of Tehillim was composed by King David in the aftermath of the sin of Bathsheba. Bevo elav nasin hanavi kasher ba el Bathsheba. Chatasi negdi samid, he says. The sin of Bathsheba is, there was a war. He saw in Ruach HaKodesh, so I am telling it to you, even though I said I was going to skip it. In Ruach HaKodesh, David understood that Bathsheba was meant to be with him and King Shlomo would be born from them. The problem is he took what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, yes, he took an unripe fig. He took Bathsheba before the right time. It wasn't the time to take Bathsheba. He sent her husband Uriah to war. He didn't marry a married woman. It was common practice in those days for the men going to war to divorce their wives, so you shouldn't have an agunah problem. If they came back alive, they remarried their wives. So Bathsheba would have remarried Uriah if he would have come back from war. But David had an ulterior motive. He sent Uriah to war, knowing he was going to divorce his wife, because that's what all the soldiers did. While Uriah was in battle, David married Bathsheba. King Shlomo was born from them. Al-Rega Echas. Helps us understand the next part of the Rabbeinu Yonah, even though I told you I'm skipping it, I'm not. David HaMelech said this kapitel of Tehillim, and this pasuk, Hashem, open my lips, so my mouth may say your praise, for the sin of Bathsheba, and the sin of Bathsheba was bemezid. Bemezid means intentional, with intent. The aim of in karban al hazadonos, you can't bring a karban for an intentional sin. So how should David get out of this problem? They just did a sin intentionally. And Hashem doesn't accept a korban for intentional sins. And therefore, in Kapitel Nun Aleph, he says, Lo sachpot zavach v'etena, olo lo sirtza. It's a pasuk from Nun Aleph. David HaMelech says to himself, God says on his own, Hashem, you don't even want my korbanos. My korbanos won't be effective for the sin of Bathsheba. She'eni ha'yisir cholavi korban, l'chaperli. I can't bring a korban to be mechaper because I sinned bizadon. With intent. Karbanos don't go for sins of intent. If I could bring a karban, hayisi mivi achshav. If I could bring a karban, I would bring a karban. She'eini yachal, but I can't. So what's the solution? Hashem sefasai tiftach ufi yagit ha'secha. open my lips, so my mouth says your praise. Usikabel hatfila b'makom karban usichaper li. David HaMelech beseeches the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem, accept my tefillah in the place of a karban and give me kapara. Not only is this relevant every day of our lives, but Elul is very soon upon us. We related our shir to Kapitel Chof Zayin of Tehillim that we'll say every day once we come to Aleph Elul. We're in the same position as David HaMelech, Rabbeinu Yonah says. We also can't offer karbanos. So what did David HaMelech say instead of my korbanos? Sifasai tiftach ufi yagid tilasecha. Take my avoda shebelev. Take my prayer. Cry into your sitter. Take my kavana of the heart. Because Hashem, if I could bring a korban, I would. Because I know Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael is the holiest land. Yerushalayim is the holiest city. Har Tzion is the holiest mountain. The base of Bechira is the holiest place. And the whole world, says Rabbeinu Yonah, was created for Avoda. And Avoda is Korbanos. And I don't have Korbanos. So what am I going to do? Takabel hatfila b'makom korban. I have a solution. Please take my prayer in the absence of Korbanos. U'sichaperli, give me kapara, atonement. Al chatasi for my sin. Gam anachnu she'einanu korban she'yichaper lanu. So to us, we do not have korbanos by which we can gain atonement. Lo zidonos v'lo shigagos. We can't bring a korban for a sin of zadon, intent. We can't bring a korban for a sin of shigagos, which is unintentional. What's the only thing we have left in terms of avoda? Hashem sufasai tiftach. And I open my lips to kabel tefila seinu b'makom ha-korbanos. If the whole world was created for korbanos, like we saw, and if the whole world was created for these three pillars, it's not possible for the world to exist without avoda. We've already proved that Torah can survive without the Beis HaMikdash, and we've proved that Gemilas Chasadim can survive. We continue to prove it every day with our Chasadim, without the Beis HaMikdash. But avoda can't survive without the Beis HaMikdash. Or can it? And the answer is yes, it can. Why? Because b'makom karbanos, we have the power of prayer. And for this avoda, the whole world was created. And therefore, Hashem, usikabel tefilaseinu b'makom ha-karbanos. And how beautiful that it's Yitzchak who corresponds to the pillar of avoda. Why? Because Yitzchak started off as an ola tamima, perachav beis. He started off as a karban. But when we meet him later, we know very little about him. What do we know? He davened. Parshas Toldos, Perchav Hei. When we meet him married to his wife, Vayetar Yitzchak L'Hashem L'Nochach Ishto Ki Akarahi. He davened with the tefillah of Itur, Eter, like a spade that turns over the dirt. He turned over the divine decree. Oh wait, I skipped. My gosh. The first time we meet him is, not the first time we meet him, but the first time we see him in juxtaposition, in the context of prayers by his shidduch, Chaf Dalad Samech Gimel, the Kal is coming home. And what's Yitzchak doing? Ayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada Lifnos Erev. Ayisa Eina Vayar Vihine Gmalim Bayim. Both Unkas and Rashi say he's going out to daven in the field. Sicha, Tfila. And then when he's married and his wife is going through infertility, we meet him again, Itur, Eter. He's davening like a spade turns over the dirt. He turns over the divine decree. So how powerful that it's Yitzchak who's the pillar of avoda, because he began as a korban, and then he moves on to become an ish tefillah. And how much chizuk this should give us, how much we all daven, not only for ourselves, for people we know, people waiting for children, people are waiting for refuah shleima, people who are dying for us sometimes, literally, rachman son, shalom bayis, people who are waiting for nachas mibanim. All of us are waiting for Geula. All the things we daven for. The whole world was created for your tefillah. Don't negate the power of that prayer. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid ki mini bal emol. Tehillim 16:8. Just like there was a korban tamid that was brought every day, morning and afternoon, so too there is the tefillah of tamid. And that tefillah, your prayer, holds up the whole world. Just going to end with a vignette brought down in the book Tales of the Righteous by Simcha Raz. Rav Levi Yitzchak Aberdichev, the great Berdichever, was traveling. He stopped for the night at an inn. At the same inn were merchants from the land of Israel on their way to conduct business in the marketplace. They did not know Rav Levi Yitzchak, and they thought he was one of the travelers who stopped at the inn. The next day, the merchants arose early, and they recited their prayers. Since they only had one pair of tefillin, they passed them from one to the other. They davened in a hurry in order to get to the market on time. When they finished their prayers, Rav Levi Yitzchak approached the younger man in the group, and he said, "Please, let me ask you a question." The men came over, and Rav Levi Yitzchak Aberdichev begins to say to them, "Ma, ma, ma, na, 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 ta, ta, ta." He says to this group, "Can I ask you a question?" They all come around. He starts to talk gibberish. "What are you saying?" ask the merchants. Rav Levi Yitzchak Aberdichev continues to mumble, "Ba, ba, ba, ta, ta, ta." The merchants stared at him in surprise. "This man must be out of his mind." "I'm not out of my mind," says Rav Levi Yitzchak. "You don't know what I'm saying? How should we know what you're saying?" "But this is exactly how you just spoke to God," said the great Berdichever. "You were in such a rush. It sounded like ma, 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 ba, 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 ta, ta, ta. You're flying through your prayers." "You don't understand," said one of the merchants. "That's okay. I'll give you an example. When a baby lying in his crib says ba, 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 ma, ma, ta, ta, if all the scholars in the world heard, they would not understand one syllable of what that baby is saying. But if the baby's mother is standing next to the crib, she understands immediately what the baby needs and wants when he babbles and mumbles, ma, 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 ba, ba, ba. So too it is us, vis-a-vis our Father in heaven. We are children of the Almighty God, and he knows the request of every heart." I'm not making that up. It's literally what it says here. We're talking about a Vodash, I believe. "And he knows the request of every heart. He understands the prayer of every soul, even our ba 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 ta ta ta." "Beautiful," said Rav Levi Yitzchak, the defender of the Jews. And he began to dance with joy. And he kept repeating, "Our Father in heaven listens to the prayers of all of his children." Ula'avda b'chol avavchem, tomorrow morning when you recite the Shema, I hope the first pasuk of the second paragraph might have some more meaning. Im shema tishmu al mitzvosai, asher nochi mitzadcha eschem hayom, la'ahavas Hashem elkechem, ula'avda b'chol avavchem, ezehi avoda shehi b'lev, havei omer, zohi tfila. In the neshamos of Hadassah b'as Yitzchak Isaac, Yertzai Yud Tes Av, and Rav Tzvi Asher ben Yecheskel Shraga Halevi, Yertzai Chof Aleph Av, Zichron Levracha, merit Alios, Neshamos, and the merit of our Torah, sponsored by Brandy Kreisman, in memory of her grandmother and her father. I hope everybody will have some more meaning, and this year changed the way we look at tefillah just a little bit. But Ezra Hashem, I wish you a wonderful